Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I thank the IE for helping me raise my kids. I've been here long enough. I've had most of my kids while I was here.
Yep.
Well, I have. I've had all my kids while I was here. But the biggest thing right now, with Carter being 9 years old, he is full of questions.
And they're always very good questions, too.
But sometimes it's like, okay, a kid, enough. So we've come up with a thing on Thursdays. It's Carter's question. He's allowed to ask one question on air as long as he lays off on some of the questions at home.
That's fair enough.
Okay, so are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Mom, I have my conference today.
I know, I'm kind of nervous. What's your teacher going to tell me about you?
I got all the ladies.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I want to know if you're really good at reading or math. How about that?
I think if I get good grades, I should get a prize or something.
I'm not mad at that. So what do you think you should get for your good grades?
I think I should get PS5.
That's not going to happen.
iPhone?
Nope.
Bugatti.
Spell Bugatti.
Bugatti?
A Bugatti for good grades in the fourth grade. No.
I only realized what a Bugatti was like 5 years ago. Yeah. Multi-million dollar car.
I had to look it up. I was like, uh-uh. Yeah, no. Mommy's driving a used Tahoe, okay? That's what you're going to get when you're old enough. Did you ever get anything for getting good grades? Did you get good grades?
No and no.
Okay.
My parents were Supreme Court justices and very highly educated, smart people, and all my siblings were as well. So it was like a prerequisite that you had to get good grades,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get good grades. So I got grounded. I didn't get a prize for getting what I was supposed to get. And in the end, my parents realized I'm not as smart as they actually hoped I was going to be. So do you know what they did? They did get me. They
got a trip to America?
Yeah, that was later. They got a team around me. I had like three tutors. Yeah, it was called Team Guy.
And did your grades go up?
Slightly, because the tutors did the majority of the work.
Oh, gosh.
So, no, I didn't get anything.
That defeats the purpose of a tutor.
Did you get anything?
I did. I was a straight-A student growing up.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew this. You're 4.0.
Yeah.
I did know this.
I graduated with a 4.0. But it was like, I think we got like $5 for an A, something like that.
Oh, that's cheap.
Oh, no. The worst was what my brother got, who was a bad student.
What'd you get?
I'll tell you in 6 minutes.
Oh, tease.
Yeah. I'm still upset about it now. But we want to hear from you. Did you get rewarded with something if you got good grades? That's Carter's question.
I love this question. Let us know. Text or call 888-431-3764. Nine-year-old son, Carter's question of the day, did you get rewarded in school for good grades? The answer for me was no, and I didn't get good grades, and I feel like I'm the only moron in the IE, Kelly, because 951. In high school, if I got straight A's on my report card, my grandpa gave me $100. I made $400 those years.
Nice. 951 says, if we got good grades, our parents would drop us off at Disneyland with money. It was awesome.
Imagine having money as a kid at Disneyland and you're by yourself.
Yeah, was that back in the day, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
That's expensive. I'm not doing that with my kids right now. Phoenix from the 951 says, I have straight A's in school right now. My parents say if I keep it up, at the end of the year, they're going to give me $100.
Keep it going. Do it for the money, Phoenix. 909, my parents gave us $100. $100 seems to be the money right now. Seems to be the answer.
I know. My parents were cheaping out on me. I think they knew that I was going to get good grades. So they were like, oh, $5 per A. And I forget, you have like, what, 6 classes or whatever. So $30.
That's exactly what they did.
Let me tell you something that still gets me to this day, though. My brother and I are completely different, okay? Mm. So he was never really good in school, didn't play sports. I always was scholar athlete. So they expected it from me. They didn't expect it from my brother. So my dad told my brother, if you make it on the honor roll, I'll buy you a jet ski.
Yeah.
Thinking that it wouldn't happen.
Oh, he got it. He got his act together.
The one and only time he made it on the honor roll, my dad kept his word. He bought him a jet ski.
And you got $5 an A. It's so unfair, isn't it?
I got 30 bucks.
What did that buy you?
I mean, I'm still their favorite child, so.
Okay.
There is that. Did you get rewarded for good grades? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Boys.
Right.
Which is interesting because my kids at home versus my kids at school are two different people.
And you're going to find out exactly how different.
Well, I can keep track of their grades. Like, we have Parent Square and Google Classroom. Like, I pretty much know that they're on track. But Carter brought up for Carter's question that he thinks he should get rewarded for good grades, which I'm not opposed to. I got rewarded for my good grades growing up, but it was like $5 an A. You want to know what this kid thinks he gets?
What?
Take a listen.
Bugatti.
A Bugatti.
I didn't know what a Bugatti was to about 5 years ago. Then I've realized it's an expensive car that costs millions of dollars that I'll never see in my life.
Yeah, kid, you keep getting straight A's and maybe one day you'll buy your own Bugatti, okay? That's what mommy's hoping.
That's a better incentive.
Shanna and you, Kaifa, did you get rewarded for good grades growing up?
I didn't. And I was like, you, I got good grades and I was always on honor roll. But my son, who just turned 16, had terrible grades the last couple years, and his grandparents made a pact with him that if he held a B average, they would pay his car insurance until he's 18.
Oh, wow.
I guess he's got a B average.
Heck yeah, he was encouraged. That's a good incentive.
That's a great incentive.
Yep, so we got car insurance, he's got good grades, he's got his license, and just gets to be a normal 16-year-old, so.
Okay, looking back, I guess my parents did pay for my car insurance, too, and my cell phone, so.
As a kid, you don't think about that, though, right?
Yeah.
You prefer the cash in hand or the cool reward.
951 Wayne in says, my son gets $20 per A, $10 per B. I never got anything.
909, we're going to help our 10-year-old buy his first dirt bike if he gets A's this report card.
Nice. And then the 951 actually has a pay scale. Says they earn $20 for an A, $10 for a B, nothing for a C. I deduct 10 for a D, and they don't get anything if they get an F.
I'd still be in debt.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.